Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The city of Kenai was not awarded a Federal Aviation Administration grant aimed at drawing major airlines to the Kenai Municipal Airport. In July, the Kenai City Council passed a joint resolution with the Kenai Peninsula Borough, as well as the cities of Soldotna, Seward, Homer, Seldovia, and Kachemak. According to Kenai City Manager Terry Eubank, the city was notified that they were passed over for the grant late last week.
Small Community Air Service Development Grant awards were named. The city wasn't one of them. So we have a meeting scheduled next week with our consultant about what our next steps are.
The consultant, Jack Penning, a representative of Volair Aviation Consulting, presented to the council in June on the potential for the Kenai Municipal Airport to host major airline direct flights between Kenai and Seattle. Volair's study showed that the vast majority of those flying to Anchorage from Kenai are flying beyond Alaska's largest city. Penning said that 95% of passengers flying out of Kenai are buying two tickets, that when they leave or come back, they are buying one ticket to Anchorage and another ticket from Anchorage to or wherever they are headed. Eubank said that the city was most likely passed over for the grant because its application did not include a letter of interest from a major airline.
I did notice when I looked through the list of those that did get awarded contracts is everyone, and there was probably 15 to 17 awards. All of them except for one had a letter of interest already from an airline for the project.
Eubank went on to say that the city may have applied for the grant prematurely, but that the lesson learned will be factored in when the city applies for similar grants in the future. An Anchor Point man was arrested on Monday after he led Alaska State Troopers on a high-speed chase. According to the Department of Public Safety dispatch on the incident, Alaska State Troopers conducted a traffic stop in the area of mile 106 of the Sterling Highway, just a few miles north of Kisilov, for a traffic violation on Monday, November 11th at approximately 11:30 in the morning. During the contact, the driver, 57-year-old Anchor Point resident Richard A. Strasberg, fled the scene in the vehicle at a high rate of speed. Alaska State Troopers pursued the vehicle northbound into Soldotna. There, additional troopers and Soldotna police units successfully used tire deflation devices on Strasburg's vehicle. Troopers said that Strasburg's vehicle then slid into a ditch and that he exited and continued to flee on foot into the woods on Skyline Drive. Law enforcement caught Strasburg during his flight on foot, and he was safely taken into custody, state troopers said. Strasburg was arrested and remanded at the Wildwood pretrial facility on two outstanding warrants of failure to appear and new charges of fleeing and eluding in the first degree, reckless driving, violating conditions of release, failed to transfer title and registration, driving with a suspended license, no vehicle liability insurance, and improper use of registration. Another Anchor Point man was also arrested on Monday, though the incidents were not related. 30-year-old Josiah Kelly was arrested by Homer police in connection to a series of shootings at a local reproductive health care facility in Homer. Polar bears roaming the ice and swimming the waters of the Chukchi Sea have become increasingly exposed over the past decades to a collection of disease pathogens, according to a newly published study. Regular monitoring by federal scientists showed big changes since the 1980s and 1990s in the markers of exposure of five disease-causing pathogens, led by scientists with the U.S. Geological Survey. The study adds to a body of work showing movement of disease pathogens to far north environments being transformed by, they say, climate change. The bear monitoring scientists did not notice any signs that the animals were sick. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.